Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. This Shabbos Habalein Latoiva, Shabbos Parshas Korach, also is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out this connection between Korach and Rosh Chodesh. We all know the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Ayin Dalin, that our Rachono was in the wilderness and he met Ahutaya, Tel Yohanovi, Tel Bedouin, whoever. And he said, Tov Achvilach Blue Korach, I'll show you the people submerged of Korach, and he saw a crack in the stones, and he saw a kitta, and the ocean coming out, and he said, listen carefully what they're saying, and he heard them saying, Moshe emes, v'tirasi emes, v'hein badoy. So the Taya told him, not only now, but every klos in Yom, every 30 days, they're sent out from Gehenim to this place, and once again they cry out, Moshe emes, v'tirasi emes, v'hein badoy. Says the Rashbam al-Asar, why every 30 days on Rosh Chodesh. What does Rosh Chodesh got to do with the Das Korach? The Pashtuns and Tzvarim HaKadoshim, some Rebbe says. Korach, the Das Korach tiny that one doesn't need a Rebbe. Korach ad Rabbe b'milui is gimachi v'leilamdu i'oid ish Yisrael. You don't need a teacher, right? What was Korach's tiny? He came to Moshe with a talish, go with cheles. Do you need tzitzis? A bias molest for him. Do you need a mezuzah? So he said, Klal Yisrael is bedugma, talishku, tcheles. Klal Yisrael is a bias molest for him. You don't need someone who's oimid berosh. Kol eidu kulim kadoshim. Madu is a statsu kol shem. What is the answer to that pashal? In the whole bria that Eibishter made in this world, you have a year. Every year needs a Rosh Hashanah. Every month needs a Rosh Chodesh. Every week needs a Shabbos Chodesh, which gives bracha into the week. There's a famous vort I often tell, I hate to Catholic on Yidden, but I see certain types of Jews who are like floaters. They daven in this Hashkama Minyan, they were here. They don't even have a Rav. Or they have Minyonim without Rabbonim. I always tell them there's a vort the commander brings in the Yitzhak Chesed, B'shem Rebbe Melech of Lezhensk, in a Minyan, in a group where there's no Rav, is the Sitra Achra becomes the Rav of the group. It's a very sharp vort. So therefore, people say, well, everyone's equal, who's going to be Yomil then Matasim Matifol? Asher Al Kain, you learn from Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says in Chulin that there was a Kitrug, the Levona Tainit, that after Lashte Malachim Shishtamshu, because of Echod, you always need a leader, a Mashpia, and a Makab. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh teaches us to down the last, the antidote for the mistake of Adas Korach. That's connected to every Rosh Chodesh. But obviously, if we read Parashas Korach, always besmichus through Chodesh Tammuz, is there must be a connection be eker of the lesson from Parashas Korach dafka for this month of Tammuz, which Tammuz kiddu, as I mentioned last week, is b'chuvin connected which tribe? Reuven, right? And be'etzem it says in Sforim Akdoyishim that the fate, the mazel, the geirul of Chodesh Tammuz is the same as the mazel of the Adas Korach. What happened? They were swallowed up in the ground. Mamish Dred, right? Is Alderach that Tammuz, a month of Churban, which led to Tisha B'Av, when Tovu Ba'oret Shoreh, or by the Eivish that will remaxir the grandeur of Kal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Tivartenu, just like the Blue Korach will once again, Merit Sha'ol Vayual, and come to life once again. Why is this connected dafka to Tammuz, which is Kneged Shevet Reuven? So the vort I want is the Iker Chit, not my Chiddush, trust me, I haven't said the Chiddush in my life. Huh? Yeah, Korach is a Levi. I got that, I knew that also. Nervos. The unique Nerkuda is that one normally assumes, I'm a simple guy, I'm not like you, I'm a simple person. The simple guy, you read the psukim, who's the agitator, who's the stirrer, who's the cause of this whole controversy, whatever? Korach. The emes is, as we'll soon see, the ikur, the ones who aroused, who stirred the whole controversy was Dosan Vavir, not Korach. Right? And therefore, the fate of Reuven, from which Dosan Vavir and Be'aliyev would come from Reuven, that is the fate of the month of Tammuz, which is Mechuvin Kineged Reuven. And therefore, just to throw a few gematrias just to keep your brain cells working, ticking over, says the Mashkiach, Rosh Chodesh 8:19 is gematria Dosan Vavir Bnei Aliyev, which is also gematria which is Hamashiach, which is gematria of the Sogel Hakor, which is the rebirth of Kol Yisrael. And therefore, they're called Kruye Moyet Anche Shem, 1132, which is gematria Lemalis Begimus Halavona, which is gematria Oilas Chodesh Bechodesh. Again, Rosh Chodesh. And if that doesn't do anything to you, it says by in the Nesiim, Beyoim Haravi Nosi Levnei Reuven, which is gematria Bayis Hashlishi, which is gematria connected to our generation, Lo Yirush Ben Ha'amma Hazus, which is the Yishmal, which is the trials and tribulations in our generation. Why? Because Reuven, Chazal say that Reuven, Me'olam Lechota Adam Lefanei V'asachuvel Reuven, so the Eibusha told him, Reuven ato pasachto b'tshuva tchila, is chayecha that asid ben bincha yishay hanovi will come and start with tshuva, tshuva yisrael Hashem l'kecha. So this month of Tammuz becomes a month of tshuva, of changing, of going back to where we came from, and therefore it says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent l'dosan ula v'aviram 773, which is gimatria b'choydesh tam. There's a connection here between dosan v'aviram from Aliyah, Bnei Aliyah, from Shevet Reuven, Dafka to Tammuz. To understand this, but it's simple, very simple here today. If you look in Tilim, in Kapitel Kuvov, there's a basically a digest of everything that happened in Klal Yisrael from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And three psukim, David, Imzbir, Yisrael, sums up this whole week's parsha. And it says, V'yekanu l'moshe b'machne l'arin k'dosh Hashem. Fine. Tiftach eretz vativla dosun vatachas al adas aviram tiver eish ba dosun lahovet l'ayin rishoy. That's the whole story in three psukim. So Rabbi Schlesinger in his Sefer Paradei Sodai medayek two things. Number one is the only time you'll ever find in Tanakh that dosun vaviram are not used like similarly like one dosun adas aviram. They're separate. Time aboard. The second thing is medayik. What happened to Korach here? So Rashi al Asar in Tilim says, he said, "Lach nirish echola kovid livnei Korach milahaskir avim is tola kola kola bedosn avir." So are you going to learn pshat that all of a sudden David became a diplomat, so he covered over the chet of Korach and he blames Dosan Vavir? Can't understand this. Is the charai, as we said before, and the Rechaim HaKadosh says Mufurish, who Dosan Vavir? It's like Kruya Eidash, Hitzu al Moshe al Arin, but that's Korach, but Soysam al Hashem. Who was the stirrer, the agitator, who created this machloikas? Not Korach, Dosan Vavir. They agitate, they stir all of Kal Yisrael, says the Rechaim HaKodesh, which is called the Varav, is Ruach HaKodesh, right? And they were the ones who stirred Korach. They were the ones who angered at Korach to start the rebellion against Moshe. Who is Dosan Vavir? The Gemara says it's ahead in Daf Kuftes. Dosan she'over al das keil. Aviram she'iber liboy miyasoy tshuva. He hardened his heart not to do tshuva. And this word, the Rechaim said, the Ibn Ezra says in Parashas Pinchas on the pasuk, uvnei Korach lo yimesu, Korach's children didn't perish. Aber Dasan, if he had children, Aviram certainly, Adas Aviram, his children were swallowed up. Why is that? Because he ne ra'oyis Dasan Aviram koshem miras Korach. In Ibn Ezra. The evil of Adasan Vaviron was worse than Korach. Therefore, Korach was Zoych, at least his children were saved. Right? On the contrary. I always say, Rosh Hashanah, Farkiz. I would say, Korach, right? That's for Kerah. Nosul the Koilam, the Mashkiach. Yeah. The fee Zeth, enter the Kasha of the Meforshim. There's Korach. There's Chamishu Masayim Ish. And there's Adasan Vaviron. Why are they. They have Korach and 252 people, 53 people. Except this Dosan Vaviran are uniquely pointed out with the name. They list the whole name of the 250 stirrers, right? Because if I can't, if you that, the whole stirring starts from Dosan Vaviran. The Emet Chumsoifer al Torah. You could argue with this, but the Chumsoifer says in the Likutim, the newer Chumsoifers, he said, you don't find anywhere in Pasuk that, in other words, the tachlis of Korach's rebellion, he wanted the kuna. If Moshe would have given Korach to be the Kohen Gadol, he wouldn't be Ma'ar. And therefore you find that he's only defending Aaron. Aaron Mahut doesn't say anything about himself. The only people who directly challenged the authority of Moshe Lechatchila was the Asaf Avir. So says the Holy Chumsoifer. I'll tell you a vort from the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe. Where is he gevort? He says, he asked a famous question, which everybody asked, and there are thousands of answers. Why in the Gemara and Baba Basra, when they hear the voice from the Umke Adomo, Moshe Emes V'tirose Emes says, V'hein Badoim, and they are liars. It should have said, V'anu Badoim, we're liars. We're the ones who got it all wrong. We're V'hein Badoim. Thousands of Verlechonis. But he says on Mariti Gavor, there's a famous Arizal Nekuti Torah report in many places, I've said it many times. The pasuk says, Hashem Hitzil Nafshi Misfas Sheker. Save me from the Sfas, calls me the end of Sheker. How do you spell Sheker b'milui? Shin is Shin Yud Nun. Kuf is Kuf Vov Pei. Reish is Reish Yud Shin. What's the end of Sheker, the Soif Tevis of Sheker b'milui? Nefesh. And what's the middle letters of Sheker b'milui? Yud vav yud, which is 26 Shem Avayit. The Rosh Tevis, you got it, hello? Everyone, like, your brains are working, hello? The Rosh Tevis is Sheker. The Seif Tevis is Nefesh. How do you protect the Nefesh Yisraeli from Sheker? Havai, you give the Eibishter should protect me, should separate from Sheker, shouldn't enter into the Nefesh of Yisrael. A person needs gewaldige siyata d'shmaila to protect her from sheker. Nervos. Says the Satmar Rebbe, when does the Eibishter grant the Yid siyata d'shmaila to be saved from sheker? Which, by the way, the Hizeda, the Yismach Moshe, until the Moshe said, that's pshat. Soifer Roshel latadik umevakeh shem. The Roshel, the Shakran, wants to, right? Entangle the tzaddik, the yud kei vov kei, between the sheker and the nefesh, that's what protects you. But when do you get that siyata d'shmaya milmaila? When you yourself try your best to stay away from shakronim and all kinds of negative things. Oh, but if you yourself are running after sheker, then you lose your siyata d'shmaya. Hello? The etzim is, Korach, as I say every year of Shabbos, Korach was an olden gogel banuk. Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach HaSeif HaTevis Korach, and the Yitzchak Moshe remembered his Gilgulim, and he said in the Dor HaMidbar, he was on the fence. Why? Because if you would have told the Yitzchak Lev, his grandson, if you would have known the gadlus of Korach, you would have understood why I couldn't make up my mind. Right? Korach was second to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Arizal says, in all of the Shishim Ribi of Klal Yisrael on the third day. Korach's gadlus is Ein Chik. Right? So where did he go wrong? You know, you have to milus, you have to learn the Sefer Yisharim, how many milus you have to get to become a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. You know where he went wrong? He was there where Korach was nischaber to Dosan Vavir. Of Dosan Vavir, and you know what they were. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Aleph, Hein Birish Asan Mitchilosan Vatsif. From day one, from the beginning, they're Oikri Yisrael, they're in Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was the one who was the Liturian, who was Mepharsim to the palace of Pari, that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri? Yeah. When Moshe comes back out of the palace, you know what miracles they were? Chazal say in Yalkut, there were lions in front of the palace, right? Whatever. And miraculously, anyone who tried to enter, they'd eat you up. And Moshe goes, doesn't bat an eyelash, and the lions accompany him like tatlach, right? They see miracle and miracle, and they come out. Vayivku es Moshe ves Aaron nitzovim lekrosam. Remember that word, nitzovim. B'seisam es parva yoyimer aleim yeira Hashem v'yishpar asher ivashtem es recheinu b'mei parim en avodav. You're the one who stirs anti-Semitism to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Shina Mitzrayim, right? In Mitzrayim, they were the ones, in this week's parasha, when it says that you, the Titan, you took us out of Eretz Zovah's Chalav Dvosh. We were living in opulence and splendor in the lap of luxury, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, schlepped us out to this wilderness. Hello? If I remember correctly, it wasn't so geschmack in Egypt, yeah? Was it because Eretz Zalman Chol Vavosh? You know what the truth? Because Dalsim Aviran lived in Eretz. They were living in a palatial mansion because they were the Makur of the Malchus. They got Kiyadu. Yeah, they were the ones who... They lived a life of luxury there, on the Cheshbon of the Eden. You're suddenly Bish, you're becoming our Balabatim. We were Balabatim over you when we were in Egypt. When it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, right? They said, Nitna Roish v'nashu, but who's the Roish? Guess whom? Dalsim Aviran. When it came to Yom HaShvi, Vayetzi Yom Lulaki. Who's that? When Moshe Rabbeinu says, Loisa, you shouldn't be Moshe Ben Amon. Who is the one who went spreading mon? That's why Kabbalah Speshalach, the minig is to feed the birds, because the birds ate it up. Dalsim Aviran. Every time there's a tzarn called Yisrael, who's stirring the pot? Dalsim Aviran. Yes? It says in the Maral, in Gevuras Hashem, the Kodesh Zemagid, Navi Yisrael, and Parak. Dalsim Aviran are the zelu umaze of Moshinar. Every tzaddik, by definition, needs a misnagit, someone who's going to oppose it. Kenesh line on them. Right? And therefore, Dasan was connected. Moshe, Shehemir al Das Kel, Moshe gave us Das, and Aviram, he's hardened his heart. So it's Tshuva, that's connected Aaron, of whom it says, the Gemara says in the Hedron, the Pasuk says in the Malachi, that Virabim Heshev me Ovein, that Aaron Akoyin, Shehashev Pushim Latoyim. So Dalsim is connected. Moshe, Aaron is connected. Aviram is connected. Aaron, I could be Mayrech, but ain't coming. It's a billion rayas, but gematrius, but ain't coming. Therefore, Moshe tells them, "Boiker v'yoyd Hashem." Old Mepharshim, why wait till the morning? Be azar, do now. What is boiker? Everyone knows the avoid of tzaddikim compared to the morning, to lichtikait, to radiance, to luminosity, and rishoyim b'chuydish b'chuyshich idom. Pasuk says in Mishlei, "V'oyrach tzaddikim ke'or noiga." It gets lighter and lighter until midday, until tzaddikim get lighter and lighter. So bread. Derech Rishoyim ba'feilus Hashleim HaMelech l'yadu b'meyi kashelu. Rishoyim walk in the dark, metapt of the vent. So Moshe says to them, Kirach, you went wrong, you Kirach and you Reishnish. Boiker, attach yourself to Lichtikai, to emes tzaddikim, right? And that's how the Eibishter will protect you from Sheker. But what did they do? They went ahead and they attached themselves to Dalsim Aviran with the Oikri Yisrael. Right? Therefore, when did they do Tshuva? Rosh Chodesh. You know what happens at Rosh Chodesh? The moment right before Rosh Chodesh for the Meulah Halavan is the darkest time of the entire month. And you see what happens when you envelop yourself in darkness? That's when Bnei Kira, the Kirach of Adolse, cry out, Moshe Emes v'Teirose Emes. The Hain Badoyim refers to Dothan Vaviram, says the Sabbath. They're the schlocks who got us involved in the Sorah in the first place. We listen to them. They're liars, they're cheaters, they're rogues. So Be'emes, mi beten umileida, Dothan Vaviram are iniquitous, they're rotten to the core. Right? And what happened was, when Moshe Rabbeinu, different midrashes, Chalukis, Midrash Chayfetz, Rabbeinu Ephraim, when Moshe saw them sticking Jewish children in pyramids, see, whatever, and the Taina is, you know, what's happening? They said, the Gleif's Minish, that everything's with the Cheshbon, I'll show you, I'll keep two of them alive. And those two, who Moshe Rabbeinu saved, whatever, there's different midrashes, it's irrelevant. They would be, grew up to be Dalsim Aviran, right? And they're rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, and this it says in Sforim Akdoshim, it's the lashon of in Yalkut Ruveni b'shem Sefer Temuna. A lashon is quote Kol Poishe Yisrael Doer Achar Doer Boy Midosin Vavir. Right, and that's what the Chazal say Kol Mokem that it says Nitzim or Nitzavim, it re'ains the Ella Dos Vavir. She'ain l'cha Doer. She'ain l'cha Mehem She'boyim Derech Yul. Every generation the neshamas of Moshe. And the neshamas of Dalsim Aviran come weiter in the world, and they're the source of all the source. And the Satmar Rebbe says that Ve'el Moshe, that's pshat. We say in part, it's that the Chazal say, Heim birish also mitchiloson va'atsoifon. Va'atsoifon means atsoif kol adiris in the Dalsim Aviran. L'fi zeh, right? Zichr they were showing gemurim. Because there's a vort in Tzvilat Tzadik, a murid vort. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter tells Moshe, "Dabrel akolei el eidolimur, Helu misoviv lemishkan koyrach dosan avir. The Arachayim could ask, what kind of word? What does helu mean? Separate from, right? Depart. What would you use? What word? Hibodlu suru as the next pasuk. What's heyalu? It's a funny, it's not a normal oishbrach expression we use, right? And then Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "Surinam me alei be al alei anoshim harishoyim huil." So the Sforim asks, "Who gave Moshe Rabbeinu the right here to label them rishoyim?" You remember next week's parasha, Moshe says, "Shimon haMoirim," and they were just makpid, and yes, that's why he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, Shimon haMoirim, and here he labels them rishoyim. Huh? Says the Blue Shavu Rebbe, "Moir tikavur." The word to be oila sometimes is used in the context of a calculation. It's Euler. It works out, right? So he says, Givaldi, take the words Koirach plus Dosan Vaviron, it's Gimachia Noshim Rishoyim. Worked out exactly. 10:21, if you want to show. Is the Mamish Koirach became disease from Dosan Vaviron? He became Rishoyim. Mamish Rishoyim. Nervos. You don't got to be a genius to work out, right? Even if Dosan Vavinu Rishoyim Mitchiloson Vatsuifa Mibetan Midledu, it's not pshat that Dosan Vavinu walked around with a ringle and their thing, with a tattoo, with a line, with a tripchik, right? As the Satmar Rebbe writes in Parshas Noyach, they wore vices, zubiches, they wore strukis, they had zokin, that al shmein begut. Otherwise, who would listen to them if they look like a hippie somewhere? Yeah? Then this. The Ezra says that they are niru kanoshim chashuvim. The Ramban says this. The Maskil of David brings a mezish which says they were gedolim in chachma more than koyach. Hello, you know what that means? Koyach the Yisrael, right? The Arachayim brings they were the greatest of Shevet Reuven. They were not stamp bums as like a rabble rousers somewhere in a pub, right? They were. Gerada, right? The Satmar Rebbe says, previously in Parashat B'Shalach, the Riyoyl, he says, he brings from the Kalud, the Meisoscha brings B'Shem the Rebendel Rimnever, that the Mon was Lechem Abirim, was spiritual food. It was so Mezachich Ayit that the Guf didn't spiel a role, and a person became like transparent. The Guf, when you ate the mon, I could see straight through. I know your machshavis, I know your hurim, etc., etc. That's Papa Yoimer, Ish El Re'eu Maru. Who are you? Yesterday you were a tzaddik, now I find out you're a Russia. Yesterday I thought you were a Russia, now you're a big tzaddik. When you ate the, someone ate the mon, you could see straight through. So Ibn Zayd says it's happened of a muir to give word. Whole arichas ain't come to kovei. So Dosan Vaviren, what happened? Comes the mon. Moshe says, do not leave over to tomorrow. What do they do? Dafka, leave it over. So what happens here? Hello? No. What did they say? Well, Moshe said, no, we're going to say fakeret. We're just contrary people. Fakeret. I can imagine the article. Tzadikim found some Sephardi rabbi with a green turban. Said, if you leave over from the months, it's a school for Yishmayim, whatever, for Yehaviyana Machla, whatever. Eat, mom, leave over like a fikoyim and hang it on your door. It'll be a school for whatever ails you. I can imagine, you know, the sea. Yishmayim, it's like a nest from the Ebishter, gives you Yishmayim. Leave over to the month. Moshe says, no, because he's not mechaviv, the nest, the miracle, the mitzvah of Hashem. Hello? What did they do? But if they eat mon, right, everyone will see that the kavon is not l'shem shemayim, the kavon is just an optimization. So therefore they didn't eat mon. So you couldn't see through Dosan Vaviren, and everyone thought they're mamish, they're hoibin yidin, who mean to mechaviv, the mon, the abish, the bakal yisrael. What? They bought a sandwich in the, I don't know, how do I know? Felt, bosser, they don't have enough, hello. Right? I thought of a riot to this idea. This idea that B'chitzoyni and Dosan Vaviren were great people. How do I know? Everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, that Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, and they were saying, and Rabbi Yehuda was B'shabeach umazu. They made merchatzoyes tiknulanu, and they made gishorim, and they made shvokim. The Romans really built Israel, real Zionists, right? Rabbi Yossi shosak, and Rabbi Shimon said everything they did fazich. The merchatzoyes, the shvokim, Zionists, this one, that, mamish that mekal mechankal, right? So the Romans. Ozal, a fellow called Yehuda ben Gerim was sitting with them. He went and he told so. You ever heard that in the First World War there was a picture, a poster? Careless talk causes cost lives. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and spilt the beans. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Who did he tell it to? Not to the government. He was the Malshin HaMosar. Rashi says he told either the other talmidim, or he told his father and mother, somebody. He wasn't careful; he didn't heed his words. Word gets out eventually because he didn't like to talk, unfortunately, and the government found out. So Yehuda Sheila Yisal, he became the Rosh Medav. Yosi Sheshalzak Yigalul Sipayri. Shimon the Mugana, death. And then he had to run away to the Meira. After 13 years of charuvim and water, he comes out, and they see, guess who? Yehuda ben Gerim, the big blabbermouth. He said, a dying Zeb Kayim Ba'ulim, he's still alive, and also ain't a billion as a galsho atoms. He gave him a look, and he died. He gave him a pile of bones. So Yehuda ben Gerim is a schlock, right? He's a, you know, Yehuda ben Gerim was, Taisvah says all the time. You remember the Gemara? I'll give you one example. The Gemara made a cut in that test. That Yehuda ben Gerim, together with somebody else, whoever, he was learning by Rishirim by Yehoi Masechet Nedor. You ever learn Masechet Nedor with all the Gishmakarans, right? With all every Rebarch Ber, every Masechet Nedor. Can you imagine learning Masechet Nedor by Rishirim by Yehoi? Tanoliki. Nasa Adonai Barach. Right? And when they were about to leave, they went to say goodbye, whatever. And then Rishirim by Yehoi. Rishirim by Yehoi. He then tells his son, Reb Lazer, Anoshim Ha'elu Anoshim Shel Tzurahim, go to them and give get a bracha. And the bracha was some a funny bracha, but it was like the deepest, most gewaldige brachas in Bnei Achitzoinim. It was couched in words that seem faket. If Rav Shirim Vayachoy tells you, his son, who he loves, go and get a bracha by Yehuda ben Gerim, ich stel zich for if the guy is not, like, it's G'doyle Talmidim Rashmi. I'd imagine the entrance exam to Rashmi's yeshiva must have been whatever. Hello? And all of a sudden, hello? Who was Yehuda ben Gerim? So the Arizal tells us that Mifano in Gigul in the Shamas, first of all, he was a Gilgal of the Mitzri that Moshe killed. Hello? Who was a Gilgal from Kayin? Right? Yes? And Moshe was a Gilgal from Hevel, as we all know. I'm not getting involved in that. Yeah? But you know, Gerim plural, you know who else he's a Gilgal of? Take a guess. Dustin Avir. Avishnei! I can't make this thing up. I couldn't think of this. I'm not like a novelist. I don't have sort of creativity. Shaitan Kisverizal, Shaitan Sforim Akdoshim. Yehuda ben Gerim is a Gilgal of who? Dustin Avir. So you have a guy who's a Talmud Muvik of Rashpi, he's learning Masecht in the Dorim with every Reb Shimon in Reb Rachber or whatever, by Reb Shimon by Yehoi. Right? But he was the one who was Goyer and Rashbi the Golos, because he is a Gilgal. He blabbermouthed. He wasn't careful. I think he deserves death, because he is the Gilgal of whom? Dasan Vaviron. Who, because of him, Moshe had to run away to Midian land. Oh, ooh. He's a monster, a malshin on Kol Yisrael. He deserves to be put in the mikveh, as the Rishonim say, and be betovel him once and for all. You with me? Aloy. Yeah? That's the Gemara. If you see that Yehuda ben Gerim, I gana go in him, right? And yet, because he's a Gilgal of Dasna Aviron, and Dasna Aviron was a Rashke Bahag, and a Gansasara Toyra, and whatever, or he's Dasna Aviron. Right? Therefore, this says Azoi, it says in the Sforim Akdoshim, there's a rule, Moshe Rabbeinu, there must have a someone against him. There's a word from Ramesha Kabrin, Ramesha Kabrin, Tzadik HaTomer Yifroch. Every Tzadik is like Tomer. You remember Tomer? That's simple. What do you know about Tomer? That's the Tzadikis, the grandmother of Mashiach. Right? What do you know about her? Everyone said, Horol is Nunim. Every Tzadik has a Bechina from Tomer. And every Tzadik, there's Kashis. Why? because they tzaddikim adoyim in the burn. You have kashas on the Eibishter. You understand why tzaddik v'rali and rosh v'tayli know. So you don't understand every tzaddikim, but a yid has to have bittul to the tzaddik. Why is there always a snag to the tzaddik? Says Rav Yisrael Psas, because if not, there would be bottle of bechira. The tzaddik would just change the world, and there would be no bechira left. And there are those, therefore, those people with big. The word for mechaz losha meridik word. Gvaldik etrat. Kola godl mechaveiro yitro godl. Kola godl mechaveiro. Someone who holds himself godl in his heart, right? He has a great yitzor. Because the kin of it, the samach mem, stopped him up with whatever in order to misnak it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And as the sforim akdoshim taitrim and lirim never bring report in Dagger, the kala, uvnei koirach leimesu, in every generation. Nervos, you think it's a negative thing? It says a Kabbalah from Tzaddikim. There's a pasuk in Tehillim which says, Ma Rav Tuv Asher Tzafan Tul Rech. The Holy Baal Shem Tiv Taich. That's a Tzafan Tul. There's a Hastorah on Darkei Tzaddikim that becomes good. Because once there's a Kitrug on Tzaddikim from the Rishoyim, then what happens is, the Eibush is Ma'ir Racham Rabbam on the Tzaddik and takes to be the Tzaddik on the Rishoyim, Unsever Gut. And therefore, it's in form after the Ir of Kairach, what's the next parasha? Suddenly it's Chaftal Matonis Kuna. Dafka through Kairach comes a matonis on a mile. That's what the Jikova brings in the Teres Yeshua. Right after it says, he says basically, Kal Yisrael is compared to Zayis Ranan. How do you get the oil from the Zayis, or how do you get the wine from Yikvetch? When Tzaddikim undergo Kvetching, Faker, that makes the truma, they're uplifted, even if it's direct shluch. People are shluchim of the Samach Mem, but really they're shluchim of the Eibishter to bring out to me Mizraimim the Tat. And the Nervos, parenthetically, whenever someone is the Dosan of Avir and comes against Moshe, the Seif is Nisgal, the Kloinam, that the Kolapoisil, the Mumay Poisil, Kapir Shabbal Shemta, Vayadua, Shalach Yadav, Bishleimov, a person Shepazach with Tzaddikim, is a Haraya, the Chil Brisoy. Remember, Pashas Re'ed, there's a bird called Ra'o. The Gemara said, Chulin, Daf Samach Gimel, yeah. Sha'oimed, Bibovel, and a Roya, and the veil in Eretz Yisroel. So, Hashem Tiftaich, how does one see in the veil in the Arceus of Yidden, holy people, Eretz Yisroel, the people? The answer is you're from Bovel. Bovel is Bol. You're mixed up. A person has Averis, Klippis, Tivis, etc., which cover, and after that, as Cheslov Koshmer, Taiches, Umaltim, as Orlas Levavchem, the Arpechem Levsikshul, you won't have any more Kashas. Kashas come from Klippis. At the Hashem Tiftaich, Ein Odom Roya Chutz, that's me, Nigi Yatzmi. Right? Or other tzaddikim tash a murid tzaddikim pshat. Chometz is the chasim al yitzara. What do we know about chometz? Shelcho iyataroya. Mezet nish de egin echizroinis. Aval ataroya shel acherim. Ubefrat shel gavoya of tzaddikim. People are very great at that. Rabbonim, whatever. The first one, shel gavoya, you always see the chometz. And the eager lesson that Rabbeinu, everyone is either the Shom of Moshe or Tassan Vaviran, and when a person is machnia himself to tzaddikim, then that becomes your tikkun. I'll tell you a story. The holy Sasholem Belzer, when he first was galling the world, he was Talmud of the Chuz. He was going to Lublin. Chassidim got together and in somewhere on the way to Lublin, and they, you know, there was Isaac and Slavos and Tzipuri tzaddikim. There was one younger man there. I don't believe the Beduyim. It's all baloney. It's all made up. I'm not mechuyev to believe all these Tzipuri tzaddikim. So the Sasholem Belzer, I'll tell you a story. There was once a guy, a big lamdin, a big goon, a big balgaiva. He's always trying to curry favor in people's hearts. So initially he was a misnagid tachsidus. So he'd go to the misnagid and shul, and he'd barret all the rebbes of Hashem Tevedro. But no one listened to him. No one took any notice of the guy. So he said, okay, forget it, I'll join the chsidim. So he joined the chsidim, started barretting the misnagid. Until he spoke against the Hashem Tev's brother-in-law, Begeshen Kitzer. But he was not a chosid nislav of the brother-in-law. He went to Mezhbush, he went to the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov was not miyachas to him kal v'kal. But Shabbos, he went by Kodesh Prima, and before he gets a word, the Baal Shem Tov says, why do you speak against Rav Gershom Kitover? He says, as a besnagid, what has he done to appreciate chsidus? The Baal Shem Tov says, you have the chutzpah, the ozor to speak against tzaddikim, the chachomim. Rebbe, right, he says to the Baal Shem Tov, right, that no one could find any fault in me. I sit and learn Yom V'Layla, and then I'm Zoyer B'Kalib B'Chamura, and this is Gashem Kitter is Mesnagim. So Hashem says, Azoy. And what with the Shiksa who recently died? Right? So I said, what are you talking about? What are they ever talking about? So okay. So Hashem, and if I could be Mechayim Nesim and bring the Shiksa here in front of your eyes, will you be Mitzvah? Will you be Moida? So the guy said, if the Rebbe could be Mechayim Nesim, then the Rebbe surely knows Baruch HaKoyz, except like Dibim V'Liyah. Lada. Okay. Hashem, I don't know, whatever he does, right? That's why I'm the Rabbi, Holy Lord, he's a Hashem. He did, okay, and suddenly in his eyes he sees the Shiksa with the Shegetz, the little baby, and he's screaming, Rebbe Ratzav Atzileini, the Shiksa he was mezameh with the Mamzerol, right, is coming to kill him. And he starts screaming, Moshe Emes V'tei Rasi Emes. That was the end of it. That's the story of Mr. Shalom Belzer said. With this. So there was this younger man, a Kautach Ever man, he said, I'm mechuyif to believe this. Azoy, the Pesach Shalom Belzer, right? He put his hand in front of his eyes, and he saw all Averis. It was Agan Tamayza, and at the end, to cut a long story short, he went with Pesach Shalom Belzer to the Chayza, and as we say in Hollywood, he lived happily ever after. He did Tshuva, and he went Derech HaYosher. That's Sholach Yod of Bishleimov. Yitzhep Pesach Tzadikim, the Charay and the Chil Bris. Kimaisa Yadua, there was once two maskilim, you know, the Freyachem making fun of Rebbes. They went to Alexander. They go for Shabbos, they'll have a party, have what Chaymer for their comedians, their latest. They told him, the Alexander Rebbe was not Miyachas to them. Mr. Shabbos, they went, Bakoydish Pnima. He said, Kent Chumish? They laughed. They said, Kent Maskilim, they know Voltaire, they know Chumish Zichem, we know. So teach me the pulse, it's like, Salu B'mailis Al Mizbechi. That is, Leisalu B'mailis, Ish Milosh, Ish Kisimul Mal. Al Mizbechi refers to Tzadikim, Adoy Mitzim Mizbeach, who's Shechtei Torah, Ashuli Tegalve Ervos Chol. That is the sin of Nodav Aviyu, every time where it says Nitzim and Nitzovim. Nitzovim is always throughout. What? Dosavavir, yeah. Whenever it says Nitzovim, Nitzovim always means standing above. The Gehalten, Gresser, they were Yoinik from Para, he was Oisius HaOyref, the stubbornness, they see miracles, and they're like, now that we're not going to go to Eretz Yisrael, which needs Hachnovachu. Right? This, now, you'll ask the question, if Taka, Dosan Vavirin, were just baloney, were just made out Tzadikim, and really they were crooked from beginning, so ask the Chatzkash, everybody asks, so how in the world did they get out of Mitzrayim? If Chamushim, all of Bnei Israel, 4/5 perish in the Makas Choshech, you stay in Lagoda. You tell the Rosh, Ilu HaYasham. So Chum Sofer answers, it says later in the Vativlar, Vatil in S. This Pia Oritz, which was created Ben Ashmoshes, Erev Shabbos, was created Be'ikr for Dosan Vavirin, so the Abish that kept them alive. Right? Abi, to show the miracle of this is what happens to when you shepherd with Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a much deeper answer. This is what I want to get, this is really the Thomas I want to get about. Deep of it. Says in Rambam Yifano, you know the neshamas of Das Mavirin. You know who they were later in this Galgalin? Do you remember a fellow called Elio and Novi and Hara Carmel, the big showdown in the Abal? Hello? Yeah? Also 250, yeah? Yeah? And there were two Purim. The neshamas of Nodav went into part one, of Aviyu part, of Dos Avirin went into one, Aviyu went into the other. Chazal say the one, the par, in Bamidbar Rabba, the par that was given, one for the Nevi Abal, one for Elio. He didn't want to go. Says Elio, I take achrayas for you, right? You'll be Mekad Shem Shemayim. And the one that was used by Elio was the Gilgal of the Neshama. See, Arizal says, the Neshama of Dosan. The one that was given to the Aval was Aviram, because Aviram was worse, actually, against Moshe, whatever. And Asher Al-Kain, they created a Kiddush Hashem. And that was a tikkun, or a partial tikkun, for the Chil Hashem that they had created. And it showed people, how do you bring up a Korban Hara Karmel? It's Chut Techutz, right? Is a charai, you have to listen, Elio and Novi, the tzaddik tells you, you got to listen, right? And that was their tikkun. And Ashakim Derech Agav, Rosh Leisinger says another bird, it says there in Pasuk, 12 stones. Kemisper shiftei b'nei Yankov. Asher hoyu dvar Hashem. Eilav leimer Yisrael Yishmael. What in the world has the Yankov's name changed Yisrael got to do with this great epic standoff in Harakam? Because his name was Yankov. And then his name was Yisrael. But he still retained the name Yankov. Because even if he is Yisrael Miloshin Liroish, Kisari Simulikim Anoshim Atuchal, you still need the Anov and the Bittel of Yankov. You have to be... Do you want to hear something? Not only did Dos Mavirin go out of Mitzrayim, but I said many times, Givaldi Givamayridika Ber Mamchayim B'Shem Chazal, right? When it says in Targum Yoinism, that it says, V'omar Paroi Livnei Yisrael, Nevuchem Heim Ba'orit, who did he tell? What do you mean, V'omar Paroi Livnei Yisrael? Rashi says, it's Alderech Aldvar, regarding. A very big doichet. Targum Yoinism says he told which Yidin, Dos Mavirin, only two Yidin left in Egypt. They didn't want to go. Right? They didn't want to go, they didn't want to be free. Or they thought it was a three-day trip. 3 days I'm not schlepping. Okay, fine. Whatever the cheshbon is. So he told Dos Mavirin, whatever. So eventually, they accompany them. It comes to Kriyas Yamsuv, they see the Yidin are saved, and the Mitzriim are all Tuvu B'yam. How did they get to join the Yidin? Could you just after looking? Chazal say, hello? You couldn't make this up. Right? The Yam then went and split specifically for Dos Mavir. Givalt Gishu. This the Mashkiach says, Lefizeh Verderecht, says the Pasuk Tillim, Vayigar B'Yamsuv Vayach. The Abish screamed at the Yamsuv, it dried up. We got to scream for it. Tonight, here's the Kodesh Baruch HaMayis Ibrahim. And there was Aroin Yishol Yosef. You know what it says? Hello? You know what it said in Mayu Fano? You know who is Mezana in Kal Yisrael? In Mitzrayim? Guess whom? Dosan Aviram. Dosan with Shlemis Basdibri, and Aviram with her daughter. I'm not even going to the Cheshmi. I act as Hoysa. Right? You know why it says, V'ipitu Achri Moshe, Shech Shdu Be'eshes Eber? Because Kol HaPaisel, B'mumo HaPaisel. They were guilty of Arayis, therefore the Choshel Mishra Beinu with Arayis. That's good for the work. No, you think. Yes? For these Shlek, the Yamsuf then goes and splits with all the haflow that Chazal described of Kriyas Yamsuf for Dosan Vavir. Therefore, they wouldn't want to do Vayigar B'Yamsuf Vayechav. They didn't have Aroinu Shel Yosef because they were poigim bebris, they were mezanet. Says the Mashgiach Givalt Mosuk Bivat Vayigar B'Yamsuf Vayechav V'Gimatria Dosan Vavir. 7:13. Yes? Oy bazoi. Let me finish off. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Machlokes, does Adas Koirach have a portion to the world to come? So holds Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Kiva says they have no portion. We paskin according to whom in this case? Rabbi Elazar. Dorshe Rishuma said everyone. By the way, Rabbi Elazar is a Gilgul of whom? Reuven. Everyone knows that. I've said it many times. Let's bring Horkus. Let's go. Gilgul of Reuven. Wait. Are you with me? Yeah? Aber das, says the Rechayim HaKodesh, this week's Parsha, even according to the Belezer, that the Das Koirach has a portion. How do I know? Because it says, Moirit to all, Vayol. You remember that from Rosh Hashanah, like sort of a lady called Chana, first day of Rosh Hashanah after Yerah? Moirit to all, that Das Koirach, who are her antecedents, right? Shmuel was, Aber it doesn't apply to Dosan Vavir. Hello. Comes along the Holy Tefer, Shlomo, and says, nay, he argues with every neshama in Israel can go down, can have a tikkun. Even Dosan Vavirin, and that's so much from the Rami Fano that the galgal they had up as a tikkun. Hello? You with me? Says the Mashgiach, I'm moody tikkun. And you got like a wow. You know why? Because who was the Arachayim HaKodesh? The neshama of Mashiach. Which Mashiach? Mashiach ben Yosef. How do I know? Because he writes in Parashas Ra'eh. And he writes, on Mashiach ben Yosef, it says until him, Chayim Shol Mimeno Asatle. The Mashiach ben David, Avraham Melech, is praying for Mashiach ben Yosef. Chayim Shol is Gimatria, Chayim ben Atar. Which is also the Gimatria, Rabbi Akiva. Who is Rabbi Akiva? Ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef. Over the Tzaddikim, the maskona is, as Mashiach ben David, that, how do I know, says Mashiach ben David, listen, Moirid Sha'ol Vayol is again 7:13, again B'Gimatria Dostan Vavir. is a charaya that Tzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf were dafka for Dosan Vavirun, to teach me this lesson. And on this Yishai Anovis after you for Achim Shal Pesach, Pasuk says, "Bayoy Mahu Yosef Hashem Niklis Eshar Amoy." Right, Eshar Amoy is Gimatria the Dosan Vavirun Yotzin Itzovim. Therefore, in the same after remember Achim Shal Pesach, not too long ago. It says in the Pasuk, Ozi v'zimras ko havaya v'hili v'shuas gimatria shnei anov ivrim nitzim. Every negativity. The Ibn Ezra says, where did Dosan Vavirin come into the picture? They were mekana for the b'chayra. That Yankov took away the b'chayra from their Zayda Reuven and gave it to Yosef. And what in the world is a meister with Yankov Avinu hundreds of years earlier got to do with the era of Kirach on the b'chayra? Hello? No, which is the month? Kirach wanted Lasilovia Chopaga Chazal. I said many times. They wanted Reuven should come back to his grandeur. And that's what happened, getting back to where we started from. And what is the month of Reuven?
Tammuz.
Yes, hello. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh 34 is Gimatria, Doth Lavirim, Bnei Aliyah, etc., etc., etc. Anyway. And that's the Dorshe Rishumas. The Mashiach says Rishumas is Gimatria, Im Yesh, Olav, Malach, Melitz, Echad, Mini, Elef, to find the good in the Yid. And that happens when you're Dovuk and Tzaddiki Emes. And therefore, this Shabbos is called Shabbos Koirach. Shabbos Koirach, 10:10 is Gimatria, Adir, Yivne, Beisoy, Bekorev. Shabbos Seder Koirach is Gimatria, Zeh, Korban, Eliyav, Ben. Elitzur ben Shteyor, which is also Gimatria Shayfer Shel Mashiach.